Did Charles Schwab really purchase TD Ameritrade? Oh yeah, it's happening. And here's what you need to know. On Monday, November 25th of 2019, Charles Schwab officially purchased TD Ameritrade for $26 billion in an all-stock deal. Now, the transaction has been hush-hush while regulators had to approve it and corporate management had to sort out the nitty-gritty. But in 2023, the deal showed signs of life again, and customers and financial advisors are starting to receive information on the timeline for the big transition. Now, for some context, Schwab was started in 1971 by this guy right here, Charles Schwab, who's an entrepreneur from Northern California and graduated from Stanford in 1959. It should be noted this is different from Klaus Schwab, the founder of the World Economic Forum. That's a completely different guy. Back to today. So why did Charles Schwab want to buy TD Ameritrade? Well, the reasoning is fairly straightforward. It was an opportunity to almost double Charles Schwab's customer base. TD Ameritrade boasted almost 11 million customers in 2019 with almost $1 trillion in assets. It was a popular place for active traders to go to place their stock trades. And TD Ameritrade received the majority of its revenue from the commissions investors paid by buying and selling their stock. Now in 2019, a flurry of brokerage companies dropped their commission charges to zero. That presented an opportunity because with the decrease in revenue for TD Ameritrade, their business was all of a sudden worthless. Charles Schwab, seeing the opportunity, stepped in to acquire those customers. Charles Schwab, in its own right, had over 12 million customers at the time with $4 trillion in assets and a much more diverse product base and revenue base. Looking at the numbers today, it's staggering. Charles Schwab has over $7 trillion with a T, in total client assets with over 34 million brokerage customers. Maybe you're wondering what a brokerage is. Let's give an explanation. To use an analogy, a brokerage company like Charles Schwab or TD Ameritrade or Fidelity or Vanguard for that matter too, they're simply grocery stores where you can go and buy your investments in the same way that you need a grocery store in order to buy food and groceries and flowers. You need a brokerage company in order to buy stocks or ETFs or mutual funds. Now, in the old days, investors would have to go to huge banks like Bank of America Merrill Lynch or Wells Fargo or Morgan Stanley, JP Morgan Chase. And these bankers would facilitate investors' purchases of investments. But of course, with the rise of the internet through the 90s and the 2000s, discount brokerages offered a DIY model for investors and independent financial advisors to help investors place trades directly online. To explain how independent advisors and our company WorthPoint fits into this, let's again use another analogy. Assume you are sick and you go to your primary care physician. They take your temperature, assess your needs, and knowing your medical history, they prescribe you the right type of medication. Now, in order to get this, you have to walk over to the pharmacy. Save On Drugs or CVS, whatever your pharmacy location is, you walk into a store and at the counter, you buy drugs made from a drug company. So if we pause here and take a step back and see what's happening, there are three parties at play. There's your independent physician, there's the pharmacy store, and there's the drug company. Now, in the same way in the investment world, WorthPoint operates as an independent financial advisor, taking people's risk tolerance, goals and concerns and timelines into account. They suggest investors go to a brokerage company where they can place their investments. That's the storefront. And then based on the advisor's recommendation, they can buy stocks, mutual funds, index funds, ETFs, and that's the prescription based on their risk tolerance and goals. The same three factors are at play. Back to the Schwab merger. As of today in July 2023, some TD Ameritrade customers are already in the process of merging over. And in that case, Charles Schwab would have communicated weeks in advance through email or written communication. Schwab has said that by the end of August, the majority of TD Ameritrade customers are going to be migrated over into the Charles Schwab system. Here's the important part. For TD Ameritrade customers, you'll need to create a new username and password on the Charles Schwab website sometime starting in August or September. You can do this by going onto the Schwab site, clicking the First Time Users button, as shown on the screen here, and then you'll be directed to a page where you can enter your TD Ameritrade account number and your personal information so that you can go through the ID verification process and create your new username and password. For more information on the timeline and transition process, you can go to welcome.schwab.com for more information. So what's my reaction to this merger? Really, I see this as a fairly neutral transaction. It's one brokerage buying another brokerage. It's one grocery store buying another. And of course, there might be changes in the website interaction, but largely speaking, investors need to buy investments somewhere, and they'll now do that on the Charles Schwab website. In terms of me directly advising my clients at WorthPoint, our relationship stays the same, and our investment portfolios and strategies stay the exact same. So aside from having to create a new username and password and get used to a new website, this is a fairly neutral transaction. Onwards and upwards. Do you have questions about your portfolio? I'd love for you to reach out. You can email me directly at john.chapman@wpwm.com or find me on LinkedIn or Twitter. And with that, happy investing.